welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. It is the July 4th weekend and golf season. It is in full swing, and we're always looking to take our game to the next level. Tonight, we have invited back on our show renowned sports psychologist to the game who works with many of the world's leading golfers and top players. That is the great Dr. Bob Rotella. He is here to discuss the mental aspects of the game and how we can think like a champion and overcome fear in those pressure situations. Also, I've invited him on to get his takeaways on the U.S. Open and how Dustin Johnson did not allow the penalty to impact his ability to win his first major championship, and he focused on the task at hand. Good evening, Dr. Rotella. It's such an honor to have you back with us.
Good to be with you, Alyssa.
Well, there's always so much we want to discuss when you're on the program, but first and foremost, what was your reaction on how the U.S. Open played out and Dustin Johnson, his first major win by ignoring all the noise? What lessons do you think we learned?
I think you got to give Dustin a lot of credit for not letting the ruling or the indecision about the ruling bother him. I think that's a sign that he's maturing as a player, that's for sure. I thought Rory McIlroy said it best when he said, if that ever happened to me, I'm just going to tell the rules official, well, I'm not hitting another shot until you tell me what the decision is. I think that would probably be a really good way to handle it. I think it may have even been more difficult for the players who were, you know, a shot behind Dustin because they didn't know what to do, which was unfortunate. It was kind of a crazy deal, and you just got to give Dustin credit for not letting it affect him.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, DJ responded to the adversity, but you talk about, you know, Shane Lowry, who was the leader and had that meltdown, and he admitted that the penalty fiasco impacted his play and his ability to close out for a win. And let's not forget, he opened the day, what, four shots ahead of Johnson and ended three shots behind. So take us through, I guess, give us your perspective. I mean, when a major distraction happens on the course like that, how should you respond? Where do you take your mind?
Well, you know, I'll give you an example of Jim Furyk, who ended up finishing second. I mean, we really worked hard on any time you start thinking about the outcome or you're distracted by anything, that you just have to walk away and break up grinning at yourself. And basically, you know, we had Jim just say to yourself, look, you silly son of a buck, forget about that. Take a deep breath and let's just get back to doing your routine on the next shot until you run out of holes. If we run out of holes, we'll find out how it turned out. Because, you know, well, I mean, Dustin's a good example that you don't really know where you stand because of that ruling. But a lot of times in golf, you don't even know if the leaderboards are correct. You know, and like if the leaderboards are wrong, it's not like they say, oh, well, sorry, we'll give you your strokes back or something. I mean, so there's a lot of times where you don't really know. You know, some players find they can look at leaderboards and do fine, and a lot of players on tour don't look at leaderboards. But you better know if you can handle it. If it's going to cause you to start trying harder, then it's not a good idea to look at.
Do you advise the players that you work with to avoid looking at the leaderboard so that they stay in the present, they stay in that moment?
Yeah, I've certainly taught a lot of players to do that. But every once in a while, I'll run into a player who'll say, oh, I'm so inquisitive if I didn't look at the boards. Well, to me, the question is, can you look at the boards and continue to give every shot your best? Because the urge is to start looking at the boards and getting competitive and start trying harder or going to sleep because you got too big a lead or something instead of just staying even keel, which is what you'd like. So, I mean, to some degree, you got to know the player and you got to have a really frank discussion about whether it's going to help you or is it going to hurt you. But you better know by the time you get to the U.S. Open, that's for sure.
Hey, well-known sports psychologist, director of sports psychology for over 20 years at the University of Virginia, the great Dr. Bob Rotella. He is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And I think back to one of our earlier conversations when you were on our program, we were talking about and highlighting the book that you'd released 2 years ago on how champions think. And one of the points that you brought up in the book is just the importance of patience on the golf course. And anytime you have that urge to make an aggressive play or go, that you need to go for the more conservative one.
Well, you know, it's fascinating. You not only have to be patient with your strategy, but you have to be patient, like when you hit a perfect putt and it doesn't break the way you thought, or you hit a perfect putt and it hits something on the green and bounces right and doesn't go in, or maybe you hit the best wedge you've ever hit in your life and it flies a foot too far and goes over the back of the green and you make a double. Or sometimes you have to be patient because you're five under and you get a two-hour rain delay right when you were feeling great. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you have players in your group, you know, that are playing way slower than the pace you'd like to be playing at. You know, there's so many things that happen around, but it's hard to explain to people how much patience is involved in golf. I think the greatest misconception is most people understand that the better you get at golf, the better your skills get, the more patience you're going to have, because you go to the driving range and the pitching area and the putting green, and you look so good, it's unbelievable, and now you get on the course, and, you know, everybody misses quite a few shots every round. And you have to be patient with yourself and the game. Because it's a game of mistakes, and that's never going to change.
Could you provide an example, the best example of patience that you have certainly witnessed in the game of golf?
Well, we're talking to a station from Texas. I was at Tom Kite.
There you go, Texas,
probably,
you bet.
Probably played in something like 22 or 3 U.S. Opens before he won one at Pebble Beach.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we're talking about Dustin Johnson, you know, playing in maybe 8 or 9 or 10 of them, and he kept believing when he got close a bunch of times. Well, I mean, to believe you could win the U.S. Open, I mean, that's a different kind of patience, but you have to be patient and persistent in your belief a lot of times. Even though you don't get it the first 20-something times you believe you're going to win, and finally you get it. And a lot of people give up before they get there.
And that, of course, was in 1992 when Tom Kite won the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone would agree it'd be easier if you were Jordan Spieth and won very early in your career, won a Masters and a U.S. Open. You know, I mean, that would be nice, but it doesn't happen to many people.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just a few more minutes with Dr. Bob Rotella. We know him well, a sports psychologist, and as I said earlier, the director, former director of sports psychology for 20 years at the University of Virginia. The Rio Olympics, well, what are your thoughts on the number of withdrawals that we've seen due to the fears of the Zika virus? I mean, we're seeing several of the world's top golfers pull out of the Olympics. I mean, I certainly understand their perspective. I can empathize with them. I mean, from Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, and even Adam Scott.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think everyone's, you know, saying it's the Zika virus. When you talk to people from Brazil, it's like not that big a deal. And there have been people, you know, in Pennsylvania, there have been people in, in Minnesota that have had it. Some of it is it's a very different thing. I mean, the Olympics, they're probably going to have to stay in an Olympic village rather than some elite hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They may not get a lot of tickets for free to other Olympic events. I mean, I've found that out from working with other Olympic athletes. Just because you're in the Olympics, it doesn't mean you're given all kinds of free tickets to other events. Some people don't like that. Some people don't like the accommodations. Some people are a little scared of kidnapping and other stuff over there. Some people didn't have it in their equipment contracts. And I think that some of the reason is golfers didn't grow up dreaming of winning an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, I
hope it doesn't cause the sport to get dropped from the Olympics, which I'm sure some people in the Olympic Committee are thinking about as a result of this. I think it'll still be a great event. I think some people wish the golf had been a team competition where if there's two players or three players from every country, that there was a total score and it was a team event. But, I think some people are young and they're worried for themselves and their wives and they just don't want to take the risk.
Well-known sports psychologist and best-selling author. He has produced some fantastic books over the years. Give me a quick hit. You got another book on the way? We're looking forward to it. Come on, Dr. Rotella.
No, I probably will do another one, but I don't have one ready yet.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us tonight right here at YSR. God bless.
All right. Great talking with you.
Yes,
take
sir.
Care.
Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. Thank you, Dr. Rotella.
Take care. Have a great one.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too.